This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to the military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting that mail for delivery today. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And to our Uber, our Lyft, our taxi, and our bus drivers, we appreciate you, too, moving those passengers all around. And don't forget to check out my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, it's my honor to introduce our good friend in Las Vegas, Mr. Wayne Allen Root, Root for America. And if you follow him at Twitter, it's at Real Wayne Root. Right? Right, Wayne?
Hey, Captain, how are you?
I'm doing great. Listen, before
it's been a wild
day. I know it is. Now, before we get started, I'm going to play a little something here for the listeners to hear. Somebody that was talking just about 3-4 hours ago on television on Newsmax. Just listen to this, folks. You're going to play a minute of this.
Tell everybody that you are Jewish, because there's probably a million people watching tonight who have never watched the show in their entire lives, and they don't even know that you're Jewish commenting on Jews for Trump, and that you're the guy who founded the word Jexit. I brought that up a year ago, the word Jexit, an exit from the Democratic Party for the Jews, that we've got to get away from the Democrats because they're no good for us. They are just self-destructive. If you're Jewish, you're voting Democrat. You're voting against yourself. You're voting against Israel. You're voting against the American economy. You're voting for higher taxes and more regulations. You're voting to let millions of foreigners into the country who are going to take American jobs and raise our taxes and commit crimes, some of which could affect your children. Jews are the most family-oriented people in the world. Makes no sense. And when people ask me, then why did Jews vote Democrat? You know what my answer is? Because their grandfather voted Democrat? Because their grandmother voted Democrat?
All right, I'm going to stop it right there. But that was one of the best things I've heard you say in the almost 20 years that I know you.
Well, President Trump felt the same way.
That's right. You carry it on. Mm-hmm.
Well, President Trump tweeted four nice tweets about me in the whole day today. Not, I was going to say tonight, mm-hmm. but one of them was tonight at about 7 o'clock. The others were this morning. I think that might be some type of record. I'm not sure the president has ever tweeted out four tweets about one person in one day in the history of the presidency. So that's very cool. But, you know, this morning he tweeted out word for word what I said on Newsmax TV last night
mm-hmm.
About Trump and the Jews being the greatest president in the history of the world for Jews in Israel. And I said that. I meant it. They're facts. I said, I love Israel. President Trump loves Israel. The Israelis love Trump. He's the most popular president ever in Israel. They know he's done great things for him. And so I stated facts. Well, the media maelstrom, the media storm that hit me today was unbelievable.
Sure.
Every news channel in the nation attacking Wayne Root. And the end of the night came, and sure enough, there's a new tweet from President Trump, and he has tweeted out the video. I don't even know where he gets it from. The video.
It came right off Newsmax TV, Wayne.
Yeah, tonight. Tonight's TV show. Basically telling the media, go screw yourself. I enjoy watching Wayne Rudy on TV every night. So it was really a great, great honor, a great, great compliment, a wonderful thing to do. And most importantly, it shows you how different he is than any other politician. And the media just won't even understand this. The most important thing in the world to me, besides loving America, which he does, is loyalty. Other politicians are wussies. And the minute they're challenged that someone who supports them gets in trouble in the media and says something wrong, the minute that happens, they run for the hills. They will never support you or stand behind you. This guy stood behind Kavanaugh like no one in history.
Yep.
And today, even though the media lied and slandered me all day long, Trump stood by me and sent out another tweet and basically said, you know what, screw you, I love this guy's TV show. And that tells you what kind of a class act Donald Trump is and how loyal Donald Trump is, because I've been loyal to him. Mm-hmm. He's loyal to me. Thank you, President Trump.
You betcha. And Wayne, congratulations to you for that, and I'm proud of you and proud to call you my friend. And you know, I call this the three R's. We've had Russia, right?
Right.
We've had racism, right?
Right.
Now we're hearing recession, the three R's. But this pivot this pivot to racism, it's not fooling anybody. They're trying to convince everybody by words that we're in a recession and things are terrible and they're not good. They're not living where I'm living. Okay,
right.
For number one.
Not only that, listen, it's the biggest scam of all time. Today, they couldn't kill the message. They went after me, Wayne Root, the messenger.
That's right.
And they tried to say I'm a conspiracy theorist. The only guy who'll understand this is you. I talk 3 hours a day on the radio, millions of words a year, right?
Yep.
Probably several hundred thousand a month and millions a year on radio and TV. And they grab one sentence here and one paragraph there and try and make the case that I'm a conspiracy theorist with four things in the past 3.5 years on radio and TV where I merely discuss them on the air. That makes me a conspiracy theorist. And you realize the people calling me a conspiracy theorist have spent the last 2 years all day long on their shows talking about Russian conspiracy that never happened.
Well, Wayne,
can you imagine? And they're calling me a conspiracy theorist? What a joke.
Yeah, and Wayne, see, I don't have that problem because I'm on in the middle of the night, you see, and nobody listens to radio at night. Shh, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. Okay, and I've got like 2 million listeners to me at night right now with all the affiliates I've got, and that's legitimate. It can be verified. And I'm not bothering anybody because who's staying up at this time of the night to hear me?
Yeah, well, I mean, lots of people are, but not
they are.
The liberal, but
the,
not the liberal
the real
media.
People that work
but
in America.
The media. Mm-hmm. But the liberal media is staying up to listen to me, two different things, so I got myself in a little trouble.
Yeah.
It's really a joke, because let me state this on your show.
Sure.
The number one thing they tried to charge me with today is the president is listening to Wayne Root, and he was the original birther. Do you know in my entire life, even though everyone who watches your show knows I can't stand Barack Obama.
I know. Hold that thought, because Wayne, when we come back, we're going to talk about that, because again, Wayne went to college with the guy at Columbia, and never saw him in class. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
From Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
That's Wayne Allen Root. He's also on the phone, and we'll get to him in a minute, but I got to tell you that this segment's brought to you by Relief Factor, my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team out of Seattle, Washington. By the way, they listen to the program on 920 and 1400 KITZ Radio, Megatalk Radio in Seattle, and hello to all our folks up there in Seattle, Tacoma, and the Bremerton Navy Base. Go Navy. Now, if you're struggling with severe nagging pain, and I suffer with arthritis from all the different injuries I've had, both in the line of duty in the military and in the fire service, I want you to check out Relief Factor, because they've got the 3-week quick start plan. It costs $19.95 plus shipping to get it to you. You can get it shipped to you quicker by spending the extra 10 or 20 bucks to get it to you, but I just took the slow boat to China. It took me about a week to get it. And it took care of the problems that I've got from arthritis. And I was taking Mobic and Flexerol. And believe me when I tell you, I don't want to take Mobic and Flexerol. It has side effects. It makes you dizzy sometimes, and you feel a little woozy, and it makes you tired when you shouldn't be tired. So I got rid of it. And I got on this natural ingredient in Relief Factor. 4 capsules. I take them twice daily. Pain is gone. And I mean it's gone. And if it comes back, I take a third packet of 4 pills, and it disappears altogether. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Order the 1995 3-week quick start. What do you got to lose? Pain. Relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Wayne Allen Root, RootForAmerica.com is back with us. And by the way, your program on Newsmax TV is just exploding, and I'm happy to see that, and I'm happy to say I remember when.
Well, you know, I know it exploded tonight, and I know it'll explode tomorrow, because President Trump sent out all those tweets about my show, including a video that he cut about 3.5 minutes out of my show and played a really very, significant part of my show. So very exciting stuff. People are waking up to Wayne Allen Root at Newsmax TV.
Now, in the aftermath of the terrible carnage that we had in El Paso and Dayton with the shootings that we had there, the Democrats and their supporters and the media hit on a solution, right? They went from the Russia rhetoric to talking about racism and Trump and how he incited these shooters and all that. But once they found out, and by the way, they mistakenly cherry-picked facts in the El Paso shooting and didn't tell what was exactly word for word in that stupid manifesto that guy put out there, because he specifically said that he wasn't a supporter of Donald Trump and he wasn't doing it. It had nothing to do with him. It had to do with the fact that he didn't want any more, quote, Mexicans coming into the country.
But you do realize to just have this conversation, which is an intelligent conversation that every American should have,
yep,
there's nothing wrong with it. Liberals would say you and I are conspiracy theorists. We're on the radio hours every night discussing all the controversial issues in America.
Mm-hmm.
And to have a conversation, they record every minute of it. And anything you ask that they wouldn't ask makes you a conspiracy theorist. Can you imagine trying to meet that level? I mean, you know, and by the way, I never got a chance. The music came on and I never finished my thought.
I know.
To end the first segment.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure everybody knows. So there's nothing wrong. If you are a birther, it's okay to ask questions. There's nothing wrong with that. Why would you not be allowed to ask questions about the man with his finger on the nuclear button?
Yep.
And the man is in charge of the U.S. economy. But I did it. I let others ask the questions. I never in my life got involved in the birther issue.
Nope.
And so every single station in America, every network lied about me today and said Wainwright's a birther.
Yeah.
And they tried to malign me and destroy my character.
Mm-hmm.
Because they couldn't argue with what I said. The Jews are crazy for voting against Donald Trump and for a Democratic Party led by Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib.
Yep, and I know what you're saying is exactly true, because we discussed it a number of times on my program over the years when Barack Obama was around, because once in a while somebody would ask us that question. But I know what they're doing, Wayne. I know exactly what they're doing. Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. I've got the whole list in front of me, all 13 rules. I can tell you every time they open their mouth and say something, what they're doing. But you know what the solution is, Wayne? You take what they're throwing at you, and you grab a pitchfork and a shovel, and you throw it right back at them 10 times harder than they threw it at you. That's what you do.
Well, you know I do that, and
I know you do.
They're interested in destroying me today, but it's just interesting that after a whole day of trying to destroy me on every news channel in America, Donald Trump was brave enough, courageous enough, and loyal enough to tweet out, you know, basically, I love Wayne's show, screw you. So I thought that was great. No president would ever do that. I mean, he's the only one in history. And so President Trump, as usual, I say, you know, I'm in awe of you. You're a great man.
Well, your old pal down here retweeted your thing, too, and I also made a little comment in there, but because I know you, and you know me, and we're on the same team. And we've been right a lot more times than we've been wrong over the years.
Well, that's how Democrats come after us.
Mm-hmm.
They'll listen to 100 predictions and comments, and 96 are right, which gives you the best track record in history,
Yep.
But 4 are wrong, and they mention those 4 again and again and call you an idiot and a fool. And that's how they try and destroy you. They cherry-pick what you said on the air.
Yep.
They happen to just conveniently forget all the fantastic predictions I made that were right on the money. Like, how about after Trump was elected, 1 week later, I wrote a commentary for Fox News. America has just elected its first Jewish president.
Mm-hmm.
And I proved in the article he will be the greatest president for Israel and the Jews of any president in history.
Mm-hmm.
And did I turn out to be right or what?
Now, Wayne, I've got in my hands, the 2020 Democratic primary survey sent to college students across the country. This is a humdinger of something, and they don't realize that they're sending it to yours truly. And I get to look at this thing, and I get to look at the questions, and where it's got, you know, room for answers and this, that, and the other. And the Pulse is a survey platform built by Dartmouth students on a mission to uncover the truths about what your campus thinks about the topics you want to know about, ranging from alcohol usage to gun control to drugs and more popular sex positions. I'm swear that's what it says.
Yeah, and by the way, is this Princeton you said?
No, Dartmouth.
Oh, Dartmouth, same thing. Princeton, Dartmouth,
yeah, but
Columbia,
it is.
And they're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
And so my point is, you know what it costs to go to an Ivy League school? $75,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they're wasting parents' money on, $75,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Not one of these kids that gets involved in this stuff will ever, ever, ever get a decent job in the real world that could pay back, you know, $500,000 worth of student loans. That's basically what it is, because it's you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of $300,000 by the time you're done. And $300,000 pre-tax dollars is the equivalent of $500,000 or $600,000 in post-tax dollars. That's what parents are spending to send your kids to an Ivy League school, and they're brainwashing your kids with communist philosophy and talking about weird sex positions and weird sex, you know, whatever.
They are. They really are. Mm-hmm.
The end result is none of it has to do with getting a job in the real world. That's what's sad.
Now, here's the thing that I want to commend the president on, and I know you've already probably done this or will be doing it if you don't know about this. The president today signed an executive a law, a bill into law, where all disabled veterans will no longer have to pay for their college tuition. Now, these are people that laid their life on the line, that almost got killed in the process, many of them, and to have them have their loans forgiven, I'm all for that. All for that. Couldn't be happier than a lark.
Oh, yeah, I had a big thing on my show tonight. I said, do you understand the guys who are attacking me are covering up for the fact that their goal in life is to give free college to illegal aliens who
That's
don't
right.
belong in our country. And Donald Trump is giving free loans, or forgiving loans
right.
for men and women who lost their arms, lost
yep.
their legs, went blind in battle,
yep.
sacrificed and gave up a big part of their lives for you and me.
Yep.
God bless President Trump. What a great president.
And my hour number four this morning is going to be spent with some very honest and straightforward people that are getting behind the veterans. I'm going to be taking veterans fishing starting next month. We've got some special pontoon boats. They call them pontoon boats, rather. They call them party barges. You've seen them. And we have a ramp where we can get the wheelchairs up there. We're going to take like three bets at a time in the wheelchairs out there, and they're going to have the time of their life, because normally you can't get on a boat in a wheelchair.
Normally, well, I think almost always.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of work you got to do to get them on a boat, but we're going to take
exactly.
them out. We're going to take them out, take them fishing, and we've got a great team behind us, and we're going to be having them on in hour number four. And it's just going to, and I feel so proud of these people, not me, these people, and what we're going to be able to do for these veterans that basically haven't been able to do a whole heck of a lot of anything. And to them, this just getting them on a boat and let them throw, I don't care if they don't even catch a fish, just the fact they're out there, they're going to love it.
It's wonderful. And look, it's just, what can you say other than these are people that were willing to make the ultimate sacrifice for
yep.
the country and for you and me and for the flag? And then you have a player who makes $10 million a year that kneels for the flag, and you just go, wow.
Yeah.
Does that not
that.
Say it all?
Forget that. He'll be lucky if he can sweep the broom in an NFL stadium or use a broom. All right, listen, what are you writing about? You said you were looking at your column. What are you writing about?
Well, today I wrote about, it just came out actually tonight, the column,
mm-hmm.
and I wrote about the fact that comparing the Democratic Party with Jeffrey Epstein. I said they both died in the last week, but Jeffrey Epstein, we're not quite sure why he died. The Democratic Party, we're certain it was suicide.
Yeah.
So my whole column is about that fact, that Democrats are just killing themselves, and it's funny that they took, you know, right before the column came out, they decided to try and destroy me, and because I point out the truth again and again and again, and I
yeah.
pointed out, all the ways that Democrats are literally committing suicide, and it's not that Trump is winning, although he is, he's doing great, but they are killing themselves. Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Bernie Sanders at a town hall meeting admitting to union members
mm-hmm.
that his Medicare for All plan absolutely erases their union health care plans.
Yep, okay.
You know, so, I mean, yep, there we go.
Yeah, we gotta go. Say, give us a website.
Root4America.com, and the TV show is the Wayne Allyn Root Show every night, Monday through Friday on Newsmax TV.
Wayne, we love you. I'll talk to you again soon.
God bless.
All right. That's our buddy, Wayne Allyn Root. And you can't run anything bad by me about him. That man is a real deal, and he stands up for America. Be right.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says American Jews who vote for Democrats are disloyal to the religion and Israel. Democratic Congressman Andy Levin says the president is harming relations with Israel.
The president is at the center of a maelstrom of an increase in white supremacy and hate crimes in this country. He's a danger to Jewish people in this country. He's undermining the incredibly important alliance between America and Israel.
Despite saying he's a backer of background checks, President Trump says he wants to be certain that closing loopholes won't clear the way for more gun control. He's now reaffirming that it is a mental health issue.
I want guns to be in the hands of people that are mentally stable. And those people, I want them to easily be able to get a gun.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program is brought to you by GEICO. That's GEICO Insurance. You can find them online at GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. And they've been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. Now, your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for just about everything you own, the car that you drive, the truck that you drive. They also offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, or even your snowmobile. Now, they can help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your GEICO insurance agency. And all you've got to do is go to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, type in your zip code. They'll tell you who your local agent is, how to get a hold of them. They'll even give you a quote on the internet, if that's what you want to do. And away you go. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. That's GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. Well, got a whole bunch of people chiming in. We got them lit up. I knew we would because Wayne Allen Root does that with people. We've got Terry, our maintenance specialist up there in Nashville, Tennessee. And good morning to you, Terry. You're working right now in the third watch. We've got James up in Valdosta. And good morning to you, James. And he's getting ready to be
the expert paper relocator that he is, and he always says hello to Sam. We've got Rick in Philadelphia. We've got Jermaine in Cleveland. We've got Andrea in San Diego, California. And good morning, Andrea. It's nice to hear from you. She's a fellow broadcaster, by the way, Andrea Kay, out there in San Diego on the affiliate out there. And we appreciate her very much. She's listening to the program. Obviously, it's still yesterday where she's at, and it's today where I'm at. Trucker Marcus chimed in as well. Sondi up in Wisconsin has chimed in. And Ivana, oh, I'm sorry, Yovana, Y-O, okay, that's Yovana, has chimed in. Yovana is listening to us in Reno, Nevada. Thank you very much, Yovana. I appreciate your kind words. And we've got Alan, and Alan is in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We've got Michael, and Michael is in Denver, Colorado, listening to us. And we've got Bruce, and Bruce is listening to us in San Antonio, the military city. And hello, San Antonio, and hello, 930 The Answer in San Antonio. We appreciate all of you chiming in. And you can do the same if you don't want to call the show. You can go to the Facebook page for the Captain's America Radio Show and just merely send us a message right off the little message thing that's right there. And we'll get it. Now, if you put a general message on Facebook and you expect me to see it, I probably won't. But you got to send it to my little messenger thing. And that's right there on the Captain's America Radio Show page on Facebook, and that's how people communicate. And Tom out in California chiming in. Hey, Tom, how you doing? Appreciate you. And Alexandra up in Washington, D.C., just chimed in. Appreciate you, too. Catwoman and Road Dog, I see you there. Thanks very much. And a special shout-out to our longtime friend and our first overseas caller and listener, Maria in Germany, who's on her way back to Germany right now. They left San Francisco on a red-eye flight going back to the East Coast, and then they'll make connections and fly back to Germany tomorrow. It's a 20-hour trek for them via the airplanes to go back to Germany from California, the way that they have to do it, to go from California to New York and then lay over for several hours and then hop on a plane and then, boom, back to Germany. And we appreciate them. They made their annual trek to the U.S., so thank you very much. Now, I want to talk about something which is really not going away, voter fraud. And voter fraud is a very real problem. And, folks, we need to nip this in the bud, and we really got to get out in front of the game this time around, because I'm telling you, the progressive left liberal socialists are going to pull every stupid plan, plug, game in the book to try to game us. You think we saw voter harvesting the last time around? You wait till you see what they got up their sleeve this time. I mean, they are, last time was a practice run. This time it's the real deal, because they learned from what they couldn't do the last time. Now, when someone commits voter fraud, the process just isn't any longer fair. Everyone's vote gets diluted, and in some cases, election results are changed. Don't believe me? Take a look at what happened in my home state of Florida with the agricultural commissioner's race. Take a look at that. So there you go. But anyway, it is what it is, and it will become history if we can finally figure this out, okay? If we can finally figure this out, it will become history. And contrary to the claims of many on the left, voter fraud is a very real problem, and they're the ones doing it. And as the Supreme Court noted when it upheld Indiana's voter ID law, flagrant examples of voter fraud has been documented throughout this nation's history. Matter of fact, it's been called one of America's biggest issues. We need voter ID. And there is just no more excuses. No more excuses. So there you go. But I don't know what else to tell you other than you've got to pay close attention to everything and anything when it comes to any suspicions at all about dead people voting, when it comes to people voting more than once, which, by the way, they're really getting really good at catching people doing that. People that, I'll use my state as an example. They come down here in the wintertime. They have a place in the wintertime. And they come down here in September. But before they leave, and if it's around election time, before they leave, they'll get an absentee ballot and they'll cast a ballot. Now, I'm not saying a lot of people do this, but there are some that do it. They'll cast an absentee ballot. Then they'll come down here, and because they live down here in the wintertime and et cetera, they may be registered to vote down here. And they started to catch a bunch of people doing that. They really did. They started to catch a bunch of people doing that. All right, and let me drift down over here real quick here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is David, your Uber driver.
Hey, David, the Uber driver. What's up?
Hey, I sent you a video today from PragerU. Did you get it?
I saw it, and I haven't had a chance to look at it yet.
That's the inconvenient truth about racism, and I encourage all your listeners to go look at that. It shows where the Democrats are the true racists and always have been.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. And are you riding around making money tonight?
I am. I'm sitting at 7-Eleven right now. Just got some gas. Was listening to you on the radio. By the way, in Florida, we have a little gold star on our driver's licenses
mm-hmm.
that prove that we are American citizens.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, maybe that's something that could be done nationwide.
Yeah, that's the new license. Now, I still got the old license, which, by the way, I'm trying to make do with what I got because it's been kind of like deteriorated a little bit, and I'm really not scheduled to get a new one until this coming October. I may be forced to go get another one because it's been rubbed too many times the wrong way in my wallet, if you know what I mean.
Right.
The picture's almost off it. All right, well, you take care, my friend, and it's always a pleasure hearing from you.
Yes, sir, thank you, and have a good night. God bless America.
Yes, sir, God bless America. You betcha, my friend, and that's David the Uber driver. And when I talk about Uber drivers, he's one of the guys I'm talking about. Because, you know, people forget, and they take a lot of things for granted. You just don't go somewhere and think that, well, they have public transportation, I'll be able to go wherever I need to go. Really? Have you ever tried to do that in a smaller city other than New York City at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning? Try to find a city bus or try to find the subway's a different story, but try to find a city bus. They don't run usually at night in the smaller cities. And by smaller cities, I mean cities like St. Petersburg and Pinellas County and Hernando County and Pasco County. You won't see those buses out there running at night. Greyhounds, yeah. Once in a while, a tour bus, yeah. So there you go. And those guys have a very difficult job to do, let me tell you. A very difficult job to do. And I don't envy them at all because years ago when I was young and foolish, I drove a taxi part-time because I did all kinds of things to supplement my income. Because, again, as a firefighter, I started a long time ago at $5,750 a year. And I know all you big riggers out there, Barney Big Riggers, are going, what the heck was that all about? Well, it was called our contract. Because firefighters at that time didn't get paid the kind of money and didn't have the kind of benefits that they've got today. We just didn't. We just didn't. And we led the way for you guys. We were Teamsters back then. There was no IFF. We were Teamsters. Think about that for a second. All righty. Here comes the break. We're coming back. We're going to take a look at the highways and byways. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I appreciate you, each and every one of you, for tuning in. Thank you very, very much.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com. Under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on, the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. Yeah, it's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn-out cracker box of DMC. Now with a tricked-out team, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's working class.
All right.
Roland Martin get it done. He's a working class guy, and he's up there somewhere in the northern part of the U.S. of A. Might be up in Canada with a big old double drop stretch RGN doing his thing, pulling oversized loads all around. And we, if he's listening tonight, we hope, Leland, you can make it down here one of these times, because we'd love to have you come down here, and maybe we could find a spot for you to set up and do your little guitar plucking and do a little singing in the process. So that's just for me to you there, Leland, if you're listening. And I never know when he is or when he's not. So there you go. Now, we got, golly, can't get rid of the heat. It's still around in some areas. But we also can't get rid of the rain. Well, here we go. Excessive heat warnings persist across the desert southwest. Here we go. Arizona, California, Nevada, Las Vegas, while the heat and humidity lingers along the East Coast. Now, there's also some fog tonight along the East Coast, and an extensive zone of strong to severe thunderstorms with damaging winds and locally heavy rain is expected along a strong cold front from New England all the way down to the South Central Plains. Now, be advised, there may be there may be a tornado hung up in the middle of all this. Maybe. So, pay attention to the weather. Now, elevated fire weather threats, red flag warnings are likely to be in the Intermountain West, especially across parts of Wyoming, the northwestern corner of Colorado, and a lot of Utah tonight. There is a red flag warning and fire watch threat there, dry conditions where they've been missing out, if you will, on the weather. So it is what it is. And hello to Catwoman and Road Dog. They are headed to Lafayette, and we're appreciating what you're telling us there. So you guys take care and be safe. Now, the rain is in the eastern part of Kansas. We've got rain. We've got flood watches. We've got flood warnings. We've got thunderstorm warnings, severe thunderstorm threats. It's right straight through the middle of Missouri and through the central part of Illinois, as well as part of the southern region. Now, it looks like Springfield, Illinois right now. You've got severe thunderstorm watches and warnings there almost to the Indiana line, and it seems to be following, looks like I-70. Cross through there is what it looks like to me. But you've got rain, you've got heavy rain, you've got flood watches and warnings back behind it in Missouri, all the way across the state, central part, almost all the way to Kansas and almost all the way down to Arkansas, and definitely will be a challenge there in some of those storms, I'm sure, because I see severe thunderstorm warnings in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, at least like about 15 or 16 counties in both Illinois and Missouri right now, and even all the way back to, in one case, all the way back to the Kansas-Missouri line, right about Emporia, Kansas, right in there in that area, coming up I-35. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, looking west tonight, you've got some poor air quality east of Denver, I-25. That's been that way for about a week and a half now. Fire watch up there in northwest Colorado. I told you about Wyoming. You've got some unsettled weather conditions right now tonight in the western part of Idaho and the southeastern corner of Oregon. We have got a system that's come ashore that's bringing some change in the weather with it from the Pacific, Washington State, on down to Oregon, and now some of it in the northern part of California. Now, temperatures today, again, from Kingman, Arizona, over into Nevada, over into California, all the way to Barstow out there in the high desert. Temperatures will range, actual temperatures, anywhere from 108 to 113 degrees. Some areas might be higher. The heat index will be at least 115 to 120 out there again for the umpteenth day in a row. Also, California, the central part of California now, it looks like up along, a little further up than San Bernardino, up there in the desert area, the high desert, you're going to have a high heat warning there right back into Arizona. So be advised of that. Now, there's a little bit of lake effect
showers, if you will, right now coming off Lake Erie and Lake Ontario. That'll be affecting the upper part of New York State on and off during the day. We do have some warm temperatures again for the East Coast. There is some fog up there right now along, let's see, Maryland, Delaware, South Jersey, Virginia, down towards Chesapeake, down towards Norfolk. We've got some scattered fog through there, as well as Long Island, I-95, following it up along to Boston, and then up along through New Hampshire, along Maine, along the waterway there, especially near the water. We do have some fog rolling in, and that would be the difference in the air temperature and the ocean and the breeze coming in. So that's what we're looking at right now in terms of weather. Okay, and again, if you see something out there in the highways that you think your brother and sister drivers need to know about, feel free to let us know, and we'll get it out there in the highways and byways for you. By the way, breaking news, Greece has announced they will not let the, quote, Syria-bound Iranian tanker use their port. Now, and we're going to get into conversations with Denise Simon about this when she comes on, because this is kind of like the ship with no home, because Pompeo, Secretary of State Pompeo yesterday, warned them, any country that allows this tanker to come to and do whatever in a port is going to be in big trouble. Oh, I see what this is. Okay, Cab 1 and Road Dog, thanks for clarifying that. And you guys, again, you truck them safe out there. Same to you, Trucker Mark, and same to you, Trucker Ed. And Trucker Eric chimed in tonight. He's out west again, Phoenix, Arizona, and he's headed back east. You guys be careful. And oh, here we go. We got Ernie and the boys tonight, UPS, and coming down from Atlanta. Got a new fearless leader there tonight. And we got a new name to report. This is coming out of Charlotte, FedEx Freight, coming down here to the Orlando hub from Charlotte. And his name is Johnny. His CB handle is Johnny Be Good. So Johnny Be Good, the CB handle. And he says everybody knows him on the radio. I'll bet they do. And he's coming on down here to Charlotte from, or down here to Orlando from Charlotte. So you truck him safe up there, my friend. Now, tonight, Tampa Convention Center. If you haven't got your tickets already, you need to go get your name on the list. Otherwise, you'll be waiting first come, first serve to get in the doorway, because the people that have tickets and whatnot to get in are going to get in. Kellyanne Conway, Casey DeSantis, Governor Ron's wife, and Pam Bondi will all be at a Woman for Trump rally event that we're having in Tampa at the Tampa Convention Center. 6:30 is when it starts. You probably want to be there around 5:30 at the latest to get in and get yourself a decent seat. And for those of you that haven't been to the convention center, it'll be similar to when the president came, when he was in the middle taking questions and answers and giving a speech, and they'll be doing the same thing, and everybody will be seated around them watching what's going on. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be a roving reporter. So I'm going to be there roving around with my probably my AM860 shirt on from my home radio station and my press credentials. So you'll see me there, and look for my veteran's cap. I'll be wearing it. All righty. Taking a break. Coming back with Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. She's got a whole bunch of people to say howdy to. I guarantee you that one. And we will be right back. And thanks for all the comments we're getting from everybody around the country. We appreciate it. Keep them coming. The Captain's America Radio Show on Facebook. Go over there to the messenger and send us a message. All righty. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.